I put peanut butter on Janice's hair to get the gum out, but it's made it a lot worse, and I don't know.
That's all right. I'll get the ice cream.
Oh, perfect.
We'll put the ice cream on there, and then that will clear out
the peanut butter.
Yeah, and then we get the peanut butter. We still have the gum.
We still have the gum, but if we can get the peanut butter.
We can get back to square one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She really doesn't want us to shave the hair, but...
Well, could she grow it out further, and then it's easier to cut out?
Potentially, but I don't think she'd like that. She loves her braids.
Okay.
Apparently, the kids will bully her.
I mean, they were bullying her beforehand.
Yeah, well, that's
why would the gum change that?
That's true, yeah. Maybe she just needs to toughen up. Maybe this will be, if she has gum in her hair, they won't focus on her other attributes.
Okay, I've got a plan.
Okay.
I'm going to get a wrench.
Yes, I'm going to knock out the kid.
No, an adult can't hit her kid, but I can give it to her. She can hit the kid,
yeah.
And she's not going to get bullied.
Then she's like, who else wants some?
Yeah. That's what I did.
Yeah.
That's how we became friends.
Yeah. You beat up my dad.
Yeah. An adult can beat up a kid, but a kid... No, all the way around. A kid can beat up an adult.
Yeah,
but
we need to get our story straight here.
But the adult can't fight
sure
back.
For sure, an adult cannot fight back. They have to take it. No.
Worst day of my life when I turned 18.
Parent-teacher meetings changed. Welcome back to Dunbracken. What do you mean you want to take the truck?
This is an antique. This is a big antique. Just take it in your shop. Give me money for it, and I'll leave you be.
Sir, there's specific dedicated car trade-in.
I know.
We are not car trading.
I understand that. Trust me, I understand. I've went to the dedicated places and they say no.
So we're your last-ditch resort.
Last-ditch resort. Please, I really desperately need the money.
Okay, well, to me it just looks like a normal truck.
Ah, that's where you're wrong. It was born in 1982.
Ask him about the use of the word born.
I was gonna ask him about the use of the word.
Sorry, you're doing a great job.
No, it's okay. I was a bit agog. I was a bit aghast. You're used to the word born there.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of birth did the truck have?
Ah, well, there was a bridge and a tunnel. And from the bridge, it went into the tunnel. And out of the tunnel, one crisp summer day in 1982, came this brand new crying food truck. Screaming, this food truck came out.
Did you witness this?
I did not, but consumer reports from different food truck goers revealed quite a storied history for this.
Well, if you can produce a birth certificate for the truck, we might have something there, but otherwise it's just a plain old truck.
Who was driving the truck?
At the time of the conception or the time of the birth?
I presume the truck didn't exist at the time of conception, so
that's
the time
fair,
of birth,
yeah. At the time of birth, it came out, no driver.
I don't appreciate this backseat shop assisting you're doing. I'm clearly dealing with this customer.
But to be fair, they seem more willing and interested in the truck than you. So I would like to deal, I think, with you both.
This is why we make such a good team. Because people bring in strange, enchanted objects.
Yeah. You're never said enchanted.
You've enchanted me, sir.
Oh, thank you.
William, it's not appropriate.
I'm sorry.
Ah, so it's good pawn, bad con.
We're not good and bad people. We're just business partners.
And we have different outlooks.
I think...
Much like this truck has served so many different outlooks. So many different cultures have been used, abused, taken over, assimilated in this food truck. There was Mexican food in it. There was Indian food. There's been Chinese. Every culture you can imagine, there's been food in this truck. Always a white man cooking it, but nevertheless... He tried his best.
How do you know all this?
Again, it's had a storied past, and many of the customers say, this is the old Chinese truck. I was like,
I didn't know this. Tell me more. They said, in a crisp winter day.
Gary, I'm out of my depth.
Crisp winter day in 1942.
William, what are his last ditch effort? Think of how many other salespeople have heard this story.
No, it's happening again. I'm becoming too enchanted. This is how I purchase items that are quite mundane.
Just think, this is a very large item and we don't have the facility space to store it. You don't have the facility space at our apartment to store it.
I don't have the mental capacity to deal with this.
And frankly, the money. Because I see your payroll.
We don't have to talk about the money now. We got a customer.
A crisp winter day in 1942.
That's before the birth.
A soldier in the war thought about the next best meal he could ever have.
Which side?
William.
Which side, sir?
He was Russian.
Okay.
Well,
a Russian man.
William, do you want this truck?
I want to know how an object can become so storied.
That Russian man defected.
William.
So he defected to the Nazis.
Oh, yeah. So he went to the Nazis. So
William, Nazi memorabilia is worth a lot of money.
Because the Allies' food just wasn't good enough. And he said, you know what I want?
Are you trying to rationalize this with yourself?
I'm just saying.
Some better food.
My payroll.
Yeah, and what I was going to say, just one moment.
Shall I
do you want this?
Because
we can price it at something that's within your range. Why? You don't have facilities for this. You don't have storage space. But if you want me to lowball...
That man was Vladimir Kukurov, the father of modern food trucks.
$2,000.
Ooh, a different currency. They can't track me using that.
Why would they track you? Who are you?
I can't go into my story. As enchanting and interesting
you
as it might be.
You also haven't explained how Alexander Vladimir
Kukurov
is related to the truck at all.
He was the father of modern food trucks because he wanted better food and he knew that the Allied scientists could never provide a mobile food service.
Was he present for the birth?
He was not. He died
as the father
before he ever saw his first.
So how is he relevant?
Because he's the
father. It's his seed.
It was his ideas, a seedling of an idea that he went to the German scientists with, to the Nazi scientists. And they, you know what they said? You're crazy, Kukurov. They wouldn't do it.
They wouldn't put a bridge in a tunnel?
They wouldn't put a bridge and then a tunnel. They wouldn't do either of those things. And he said, these are the two elements you need for the best food truck in the world. Because a food truck only becomes a food truck once it goes over a tunnel and under a bridge.
I need you to stay and tell me stories.
No. You have those three other customers still ambling around. Still need to finish their stories first. You can't just kidnap customers for their stories.
I'm not kidnapping anyone. I'm renting their freedom.
And then in 1794,
this guy's
great-great-great-grandfather went to Vietnam.
This person sounds crazy. I don't know what they're talking about.
Okay, I've looked up this Vladimir guy on Wikipedia, and all of this is there.
Vladimir Kukurov, yeah.
Yeah, you don't need to keep him.
He died.
You can just install Wikipedia on your phone.
He died before getting to see the first food truck.
William, do you want me to install Wikipedia on your phone?
Listen, I could have Wikipedia on my phone, and I'd have all the knowledge in the world, but I wouldn't have this man's delightful company.
The Nazi scientists threw out his blueprints, and you know who found them? A little orphan boy, a street urchin on the streets of London. That's right, they threw them out with bombs. They just threw them all out, expecting the blueprints for this modern food truck to be destroyed. But it didn't get destroyed because they didn't bomb all of London.
He's lost
me. And a little street urchin.
He's lost me now.
Huh?
It just doesn't seem realistic now.
What?
A little orphan, but rags to riches? Derivative.
Don't worry.
Cliched.
No. Hey, no, don't worry, because he found them, but was immediately set upon by three angry men who forced him to give them up. And you know who those three men were? No one does. They wanted to stay anonymous as they created the first food truck.
William, are you still interested in the truck?
No.
Are you interested in the man? Is the enchantment gone?
The enchantment's gone.
Are you dechanted by this man?
Dechanted, disenchanted.
I'll take the 2,000s on the table still, right?
No, 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 no. I'm sorry.
In 2006.
Please stop.
I'm really sorry, sir.
My father died.
Oh.
Oh no, a different kind of story.
Passing this food truck to my brother, who lost the business.
Oh.
My father's own food truck was lost and impounded for 6 years, growing rusty every day. It's a terrible metal outlay on it.
So, I think we're going to ask you to reverse the truck out of the shop now.
I can't. I used up my last bit of petrol.
Why does this keep happening?
Yeah, I tell people I was in the Swiss Army. I have the knife to prove it. They don't ask too many more questions after that. They tend to believe me. I like to tell them that even though the Swiss are peacekeeping people, they are vicious underneath. You know how much blood I've had on my knife, I say to them? So much that I can't get it clean anymore. It's permanently stained. I've killed dozens. At least that's what I tell them. I haven't killed a single person before. No, no. Have been to Switzerland. Yeah, the knife's from there. Tried to open a bank account. Didn't have enough money. But they gave me this knife to say sorry. Kind folk up there. Tried speaking to a couple of them. Their English is very good, but they don't want to talk to me. That's for sure. Yeah. Yeah. I went around the Swiss countryside, trying to make as many friends as I could. I came back with less than ever before. It's very cold out there. No one really told me that. I had hoped that once I got my bank account set up that, you know, I'd be able to buy a coat or so. But, whenever I wasn't able to set up my account, well, I had no money. All I had was that knife, and I tried to trade it. But turns out a lot of people in Switzerland have that knife. So it's not really worth that much. And yes, at one point I did try to enter the army, but I mean, why would they let someone like me in? I'm not from there. As much as I told them I will offer my body up, I will put it on the line. They said your body's worthless to us. Do you know how it feels to be told that your body's worthless? Yeah. Ever since that day, I've been trying to prove myself. That's why I tell people that I was in the army. You know, they look at me and think, that guy's not a killing machine. Once I tell them I was in the army, they think, God, he must have killed hundreds. Yeah. People look at me and, well, they do question. They do question what I get up to at night whenever I flick on that neon sign. Open for business. Yeah. Ever since the Swiss Army told me my body was worthless, I've been proving them wrong.
Floor two, please.
Hey, just press it yourself.
Oh, it's just that you're closer.
Yeah, I don't work here. It's just...
Oh, no, it's just asking to be polite.
No, just,
that's all right.
I had this whole conversation with him. He just won't press.
No, I'm just saying. Like,
what floor were you going to?
Four.
It's self.
No, you wouldn't
press
it.
Yeah, I know.
Wouldn't
I'm beside it, but it's.
I mean, don't stand beside the numbers.
It's self service.
It is self service, but don't stand right beside it and block everyone else if you're not going to press the thing. We've had this conversation.
I'm not blocking it. I'm just standing here. There's no like reserved standing zone in the elevator. I can stand in whatever part of the elevator.
I feel like it's an unwritten rule
in.
That if you're there. Like, it's not much of a thing to just press the button.
It's not. I mean, it's not my floor. Why am I going to press it?
All right. Well, I'm going to press it here. Two. Hold on. Two. Does it light up?
It usually does, yeah.
No, it's not. It's not working.
Well, you could...
I could go to three and then go down.
Through it and go down.
Oh, hold on. That's not...
That's good of you, I suppose.
That's not working.
Right enough. Now that I think about it, four didn't actually light up either, so...
Well, it's only two stories. I'll just walk.
Yeah.
The door isn't... That's not opening. Are we stuck in here?
I don't work here. Why are you asking me?
Look, it's not a thing about...
I'm not an elevator maintenance personnel technician.
Well, what floor were you going to?
I work on five.
So you were going to five?
We're not going anywhere now.
Well, I'm going to press the emergency button.
Oh, you do press buttons?
Oh.
Yeah, it's not working either.
So the emergency button, the button that you press in emergencies, well, isn't working.
That's meant to ring the man.
To help the, you know, the elevator technician, I want to call him. I don't know.
Groups.
Does anyone have any service on their phone?
I left my phone at my desk.
I have mine here, but it's now there's no service. Seems odd, because we're still in the building. Finn's...
I only have a work phone, but I'm not sure if this is a work activity, so I better not.
I think it's an emergency.
Finn's, you're in work. Are you being paid right now?
Not until I'm on level 5.
Would they shout at you for using your phone? Can you not just use your phone?
Well, I'm on lunch from whenever I leave my desk to whenever I get back to my desk, so while I'm still in the elevator, technically I'm still on lunch.
So you're losing money the longer I stay? So you're... You're rewarded if you use your phone here.
Well, no, because I shouldn't be using the phone my lunch.
But there's
then it would be work time.
But there's an incentive for you to get out of here as quick as possible. Can you just even check the phone for...
Well, yeah, the phone has signal.
This phone has signal.
What I'm saying is...
Fuck me, just use the phone.
Ring someone.
We're trapped.
What, if you want to stay... What happens if we stay here overnight? Are you on lunch the whole day?
I'm not staying here overnight.
Well, I guess I would... Well, I'd probably get written up for it because I have to be back by 2 o'clock.
So you've got half an hour.
Yeah, so, you know, we're doing okay.
Ring it. No, ring the fucking elevator.
It's not a work activity.
It is a work. You're trying to get to work. Getting to work is a work activity.
Getting to work is your own responsibility. Like,
not whenever it's the work elevator that doesn't work.
These are different companies.
I understand. Yes, it's the elevator in the building. Every floor is a different company. Sure.
I'm starting to get very hot and I'm starting to freak out a wee bit.
I got a large drink at lunch, so I don't know how long I have. And all I'm saying is just ring your fucking phone.
Now, I'm glad we have a quorum going, but we currently need to nominate someone to be chair. Can anyone want to volunteer?
Do they need to be in this room?
To volunteer? They can Skype in, yeah. Who are you thinking of? Who are you thinking of?
No, I'm just asking. Is
you're
the pressure
just asking
on
the parameters.
Yeah, is the pressure on me to have to come up with someone?
I'm hoping you would volunteer.
Me
you,
or you?
Look, someone needs to volunteer and then someone can second. I'm just hoping you would volunteer. You would be great at it.
Yeah, but you're taking the lead on all of this.
Yeah, so you don't have to do much.
Look, if I go for chair and I get chair,
yeah,
you're not going to like fuck me over, right? You're not going to leave me in the lurch.
No, I'm going to second it, don't worry.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean.
You don't want to be second?
No, if I'm chair.
Yeah.
Do I have to do the duties myself?
No, I'll do them for you. I just need another signature in the documents. We just need enough for quorum, really. That's.
I put myself forward as chair.
Anyone want to second it?
I'd like to veto it.
You can't veto it. You're biased.
I just wanted to give it some contention.
It's not needed.
Not for this one, but I would like to suggest my son for maybe 10 years down the line. I'm pretty hopeful. Pretty hopeful. He's got strong leader genetics. He's 8, but when he's 18, I can see him commanding a legion.
I mean, if it's the genetics, why won't you stand?
Oh, it's from my wife's genetics. I'm weak.
I mean...
Fair enough.
Yeah. But
is that okay? 10 years down the line?
Oh.
We can't lock that in now. The
chair could make a decision like that, but I'm not the chair.
We may not have voting rights 10 years from now, so...
Okay, well, do you want to give it to him now? I'm up for it, but I just kind of wanted to let him experience
I'll second
it,
yeah.
World. Yeah?
Yeah, I'll second that.
He's 8. He's great. He's never late.
There we go. Second it. We've got a chair. That's great.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That was much easier, man.
Oh, I was kind of... You just kind of got me worked up. I was looking forward to it.
And
I was thinking that I could change my email signature.
You can do that anyway. I'm not going to correct you.
Yeah, you can say I support the 8-year-old.
No, I wanted to say that I was chair. I could have changed my LinkedIn.
I mean, if you...
Can you second me as a skill on LinkedIn? As chair?
I'm not on LinkedIn.
Neither is my son, so he couldn't do it. He's too young for that site. Trying to get him a Bible, though. Because he's got some really good headshots. Got him a little tux. Very expensive. Satin.
I'm looking forward to working with him.
Oh yeah, he's great.
Like
he's great.
Very.
Why?
He tells me what to do. Clean the dishes. All right. do my homework. Okay, calm down. I'm not going to do my homework.
Is that
homework.
What he's feeling?
I thought he did quite good in that essay on marmalade.
I mean, He seemed very frustrated by his result.
Well, I guess it was right about your favorite food. His favorite food's marmalade. My favorite food, not marmalade. I tried my best. Like, he kind of dictated some points to me, but then he got distracted by this like kite that was flying outside, so he went outside, so I just kind of finished up the rest.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciated his advice on the kite, and he gave me some good business advice.
Yeah, so just make sure if like you're chairing a meeting, no kites.
So
that seems reasonable.
So is the loophole that he's putting his son forward for him to do his son's work so that he can be chair?
No, the son's the chair.
Mm. Yeah.
You are voted, just don't be a sore loser.
I didn't vote.
Yeah, no, you...
I didn't vote for the son.
No, you nominated. Why not? Because she was one of the nominations.
Yeah, well, you can change your mind. You can change your mind. Not going
to
be happy.
I changed my mind from not wanting to be chair. I want to be the chair now.
Vote for him. He'll hurt you. I'm doing this for you now.
He'll hurt me?
He cracks a mean whip.
No, literally or...
Okay, I'm going to... Permission to take off my shirt?
No.
No.
Denied.
Well, it's okay because my shirt is torn in the back. Cat of nine tails.
Oh, God.
Did that himself. Yeah.
Can we help you in any way? Is this a cry for help?
No. I think it's okay.
You're not the chair. You don't get to make offers like that. You can offer to help on your own free time, but not as part of the board.
Jill, I don't think his son is going to help him out.
He's going to help us out.
Oh, yeah. He's a strong leader.
Look at that. That's no nonsense. I reckon with that kind of attitude, we can get 10 to 15% of our gardening bill. And those teenagers, they're not going to be drinking in the garden anymore.
Do bear in mind, it is an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
he's a great year old.
Yeah, sure.
So he can't be trialed as an adult.
Well, there's that, but I'm also thinking, do we give him the full jurisdiction that he would have as an adult chair?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
More of a high seat role, you know?
He's not a baby.
Okay, booster. Like in the cinema.
Okay, I have to ask. Do you think it's a literal chair? Is that why you want it? Do you want a nice chair? Do you want to sit on a throne?
Is there a throne, though? Because you would take it.
Was there a chair?
No. No, this is a position of a chair.
So your son wouldn't be interested?
He'd be interested, but if a throne was going, I could see him in his little satin suit.
I mean, I talked to your son. He quite clearly knows what the role of a chair is.
I'm sorry. I'm already seeing far into the future where your son's trying to get the dry cleaning bill through us, like, trying to comp that. I don't want... This feels like a slippery slope. He's a child.
He should be allowed to have that comped. He's putting blood and tears into his job.
He's putting your blood into this.
Look, if he can get 400 pounds of our gardening bills annually, I don't mind paying for all dry cleaning.
You'll pay for the dry cleaning?
No, garden stuff.
Look, if he's a failure, then we just vote him out. And if he commits criminal acts, I don't know about that. Why would we monitor him?
As long as you back me up in quorum.
Do you have any more children?
Yeah, but they're not what we're all talking about.
Yeah, I'll back you up.
Okay, let's veto him.
No, not right now. Once he messes up.
No, I don't know. I'm getting cold feet. I kind of want my chair roll back.
You're going to get whipped.
Sorry, back? You never had it. You were nominated. No one.
Yeah, I was so close.
So close.
I could smell it. I could smell the sweat on the cushions.
Not a literal chair.
I know.
You keep looking at that big office chair in the corner that's leather, and you know you can sit on it if you want.
Yeah, it's an appealing chair.
Look, the seat's not used. You can use it. You don't need to be nominated to.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that I need a chair with back support. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't need a chair with back support because my back is fucked up. Can't really lean against anything.
I don't trust this kid.
That's fine.
Back me up in quorum. No. Vote of no confidence.
Sorry, quorum.
Vote of no confidence.
Quorum is just when you have enough people to vote. It's
yeah.
Whoa, Jill, come on. You just said you'd back me up.
Once a kid messes up.
He won't. He's not going to mess up. You're putting this chair into good hands.
Look at the marks in this man's back.
I did wrong by my son.
I see ambition. I see a man who's, well, a boy. Who's willing to get his ways using unorthodox methods.
Yeah.
It'll also be nice to have someone who can finally fight those teenagers.
He'll break out the whip.
I'm fed up with them drinking in the garden.
We can't hit them.
I mean, he'll be able to take out, like, one each, but just one swoop.
Yeah, that's some fine craftsmanship in your back.
Mm-hmm.
We can't hit them. They keep saying, what are you going to do?
Oh my God, that's such a good point.
Yeah, adults can't fight teenagers, but teenagers can't fight children.
Yeah, so we win by... Yeah. The reverse pecking order.
It's foolproof.
I don't want this on my conscience. I don't want to back a child to hit children.
Teenagers.
Yeah.
You're backing a child to hit teenagers. That's okay.
You can't hit the child. The adults can't hit the teenagers.
God, so many loopholes in this.
Oh yeah. I mean, the law is really just a game for us to play.
I'm already seeing the mural as well of him chasing the teenagers out.
Mural?
Yeah. We have this painted.
It's a garden.
Yeah.
We can't have more murals of people being chased out of town.
I mean, if he asks for it, he'll get it.
Oh. I'm ready to veto him.
Oh, fuck.
You all right there, fella? You look...
No, No, I have to get out of here. Use your phone now, or I'll... I don't know what I'm going to do.
The lad's sitting on the floor. Come on, use your phone. Help him out here.
I will get written up if I use my phone in non-work time.
We'll come in as character witnesses They will see what happened.
It's not for work. You don't work on level 5. You don't know what it's like to have my job...
No, I don't
Everyone
know what
coming
it's like
along
to, have your
to
job.
Say, can you do this for me? Can you press number 2?
Like the guy's peel.
Stand somewhere else.
Oh, fuck.
It's all.
We're not even. We didn't ask you to stand somewhere else. We're just saying if you were standing
you
there.
You told me to stand somewhere else.
I said if you weren't going to press the button, it would be helpful. Is he moving? Hey. The fucking use your phone. Like the guy's on the floor. I think he's use the phone. This is now an emergency.
I'll call my supervisor.
Thank you.
Hello. Yeah, I'm at. Yes, I. Yes, I know. I'm at lunch. Yes, no. Yes, I'm. No, I'm not back at my desk. But no, I shouldn't be.
We're in the elevator. Just tell him we're in the elevator.
He says that he's going to block the access to my phone for using it during non-work time. No, I know that, but...
A man shit himself.
Oh, yeah, the files are, if you look under...
We're in an elevator.
Under V. Under the V cabinet. Yeah, that's... Don't, you know... Yeah, they're probably there. Don't worry about that. No, I did do that piece of work. The forms are... Definitely been filed.
Hey, so fella, are you still awake?
Don't worry about that.
No, just tell him your problem. The guy's collapsed and shat himself.
I'm out of credit.
You've credit on a company phone.
Yeah, they don't want us using it too much.
Well, get used to the smell of shite.
Don't you tell me what to do.
I'm not telling you what to do. I'm telling you what's going to happen.
You're
the man's
saying,
passed out.
Get used to the smell of shite.
Well,
I'll not get
do?
Used to it if I want to.
No, it's a.
I'm going to be constantly bothered by it. If that's all right with you.
It's a biological function. You don't have a say in this. Your nose naturally gets more used to it. So
and
after a while, you won't even
get
know.
Used to it.
The
no,
second smell.
I'm going to
second
consciously make an effort to notice the smell.
You walk into
every
a room. The second
moment.
Time you sniff, you lose 90% of the scent of that room.
Myself.
You're already only
you
smelling
that I have
10%
a lack
of that room.
Olfactory abilities.
No, you can't.
Are you saying that I'm less of a
you,
person?
I'm not saying you're less of a person.
You're
I'm saying you
down?
Don't have the. I'm saying every person
you,
is the same type
you
of person.
Don't have this. You're
this
not.
This guy has
not,
fainted.
This is you. You're so small.
And shit himself.
You're less of a man.
Because no, you're not less of a man. But
well,
you don't.
Thank
have a,
you. Thank you.
No
for
man
finally
has control
admitting.
Over what they smell. Just like some don't have control over their bowels when they collapse and faint.
Emergency key, I'll get this elevator back working. Now that you've admitted I'm not less of a man, thank you very much.
What? What the fuck?
I do have an emergency key for the elevator, but I just didn't want to use it while you were calling me less of a man.
I never called you. The only time that you were called less of a man was in the last minute, and that was on your own behalf.
After saying... I shouldn't stand here next to where the emergency key goes.
So this is all
you
because
trying
I...
to drive me away from the spot where I'd be most useful in case of an emergency, not knowing that there's more to life than you might know about.
So this is all because when I came in, I asked you to move over.
Yes, it is.
Back to Dunbracken is created, produced, and edited by Conlath McVeigh. For more information on the podcast, you can follow us at DunbrackenPod on Instagram. This episode featured Patrick Meyer, Laura Conlon, Marcus Keeley, Jared Donnelly, Niall McKenna, and Aaron Marshall. The opening and closing music was created by Connor Mallon, and you can check out his entire album, Unearthed, on Spotify now. Thank you for listening. We look forward to welcoming you back to Dunbracken very soon.